This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I found a story that's all about potatoes, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then I looked at you two, and I'm like, I know exactly what to do with it.
Let's go.
There's some starch eaters up in this hood. You can have it. Right. Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Do they ever dip French fries in anything that would make it? I guess if you tempura fried a French fry or something.
Yeah, or like if you're true celiac with the shared grease or whatever, but.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they've done their filet of fish in there or whatever, you could die. I get it. So this poll had a bunch of stuff about potatoes. And where it gets difficult for me, it's like, first off, what's the best way to eat a potato?
French fry.
So I knew you would say that because
you're
anti mashed potato. And I'm going to say
isn't the right one anyway.
Has the right way to eat a potato been mentioned for you yet?
I don't think so, but I like a lot of them, but there's
What's your way to eat a potato?
Maybe it's just because I don't have it as often it's higher up.
Say it.
Scalloped.
Oh, I do love a scalloped.
Yeah.
But trying to make them at home, it's
brutal.
It's hard because you got to boil them a certain amount of time before and then cut them real thin and like your cheese sauce is everything.
Mm-hmm. Or just go to McDonald's, get some fries.
Okay. But see, this is the problem with you. You wouldn't even entertain the idea of a scalloped potato because you're such a, your palate.
Which they're right up your alley. It's potato and cheese, pretty much.
Oh, God. It's
like
so
a creamy mac and cheese texture cheese.
No, because he's a guy who just eats the pretzel without dipping it in the cheese, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't add cheese. I don't add cheese to much. Yeah. I don't do cheese fries.
I know. It's
so weird.
I
didn't know this.
Yeah. I'll add cheese to everything.
You don't even, at Culver's, you don't get the cheese sauce?
No, I don't.
What?
Wait, there's a cheese sauce?
Yeah, it's so good. Dipping the fries in it, pristine.
Really? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You're going to be so sad, but I had a trip to Scheels.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we went and bought a bunch of school clothes and stuff. Oh. Okay, we're off potatoes for a minute.
Speak for yourself.
Scheels trip was amazing. There's a Culver's right there.
Oh, nice.
My whole family was starving.
This is like a Midwest dream.
So we had just dropped a dime at Scheels. Like, we dropped a ton of money. And then we're all hungry, famished from our whatever. And I pulled into Culver's and the audible from my two children, we had to move on.
What?
They flat out. I was like, free food at Culver's on me. You guys can have whatever you want. They refused to go in.
Wow.
Neither one of them.
Wow.
So you know what we had?
No.
I broke a different cherry I'd never eaten at this place before. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Where have you not eaten? What cherry haven't you broken?
Well, now we're definitely committed to saying it. I had beaver nuggets.
What?
Is that at, why can't I?
Oh, the gas station?
Yes.
Oh.
Bucky's, thank you.
Are you okay?
Oh my God, beaver nuggets are so, oh my God, they have gluten in them.
Yeah,
damn.
That's okay.
I'll bring some. No, you don't even like sweets. Damn it. They're so good. I don't even know what
I don't like sweets.
Yeah, what? Hold on. Pause.
I feel like you don't like sweets the way I like sweets. You like ice cream.
It's T-Hack. Have we met before?
You are beaver nuggets sweets?
Yes.
Are they not chicken nuggets?
No. Beaver nuggets are like, they're little caramel corn things. And they're so, or they make other flavors.
I was picturing a chicken nugget.
No, we just, in the middle, they're just launching all these different barbecue products out. They're just shoving sandwiches. It's like, these are pulled pork. These are like chopped brisket. And it's like, and you just grunt, like, put your hand in and grab one. And like,
is it just like samples at Costco?
No, that's how you get a sandwich. You just run to the front and grab one and then run and pay for it.
So it's not beaver meat?
No, the beaver nuggets is because Bucky's a beaver.
Okay, yeah.
Bucky with the big teeth.
And so the nugget, is that supposed to be like his?
Yeah.
I guess. Why wouldn't it be chicken nuggets?
I don't know. They also have chicken tenders. We had those too. We just bought a plethora of things.
Okay.
They didn't really have french fries there. which is I'm bringing it back to the potato now.
Okay.
Interesting. So, and your kid and your children were happy.
Yes.
They hurt me in the process, but I'm just gonna say they were happy.
I might go again if there's a cheese sauce that I didn't know about.
At Culver's. There definitely is. Yeah.
And you get it with your fries?
Yeah, I dip my crinkle fries in it.
Okay, so then as long as we're back on potatoes and we're mad at TX for not liking any of the other kinds. By the way, the correct answer is skins. That is the best way to eat a potato.
That's the worst. That's the worst part. No,
loaded with like the bacon and like cheese.
Wait. Oh. No,
like
no,
a potato
no.
skin. Like the
I was I'm so sorry. I was thinking of like a pork rind. I don't know why those two. I'm very confused today.
Would you eat like
potato skins? Yes. So those are delicious.
Is number one.
That's
for
the
you.
Worst part of the baked potato is the you take the skin off the baked potato
you do
before
not.
You eat
you
it.
You're a child.
You don't.
And then how much you gotta do to a skin to make it edible? You gotta add a bunch of stuff to it.
You just put salt on it. That's all you need.
And that's not what you said.
No, well, you're filling it up. Like you fill
with
up a baked potato.
It's almost like a deviled egg where it's like just extra stuff in
it. You're talking about the best potato is where you scoop all the potato out of it and fill it with other stuff, and that's the number one potato.
Tiny little point.
There's still potato in
there. Still, you don't scoop it all out.
Yeah. You just make a little divot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've soaked the skin in like a brine, so it takes on the salt.
See, a French fry is just it's pure. It's just cut. Just fry it and that
fry it in oil
that's
that
it
absorbs.
Yes, and salt, which is the brine. It's they're adjacent.
Okay. You're not
and if you're
doing
it, then dumping it in cheese sauce. That's all I'm saying. My point is this.
Potato chip is better too.
Potato chip is better than the things I've mentioned and Aaron's mentioned.
Yeah, than a scallop potato or a potato skin.
You are so dumb right now. Like a twice.
Let's go to the numbers. The number one selling? It's got to be fries and chips, number one and number two. Scallop potatoes has to be like 87th.
I doubt
on
it.
The list.
Have you ever had
I bet Mr. Potato Head is higher on the list than a scalloped potato.
Hey, watch it.
What about mashed?
I would do a mashed. Yeah, I can do mashed. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a mashed potato? And then a whole batch and then put it in a container, put cheese all over the top of it and put it back in the oven.
No.
Twice baked potatoes are
one
of the, it's like somebody ate the scalloped potatoes and barfed them into your mouth. Cause you get all the cheesiness. It's like being a bird and being fed.
If you feed them to me, I'll come try them.
All right. We're going to get to the fry talk. Who has the best fries?
Ooh.
It's all potato all hour long. We'll have more potato talk next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Potato 105.9. We are committed to talking about potatoes. There was a spirited debate earlier about the best way to put a potato in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fries obviously came out on top.
You chose it, but I think you read ahead in the story. Fries did win. Did fries win?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think mashed potatoes is still in there. Hash browns? Oh
I forgot about those.
Or tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
The tot. Have you ever had the Orida, the frozen ones, but they make the mini?
The minis, because they're so crispy.
They're so crunchy.
Really? Oh, so good.
In an air fryer?
Those are my preferred ones.
Oh my God, they're the best.
Yep.
It's know the minis.
It's crunchy and so... there's barely any like potato-y. Okay.
You're not. Hold on, we need to have a conversation over here.
What?
You can't say
what?
he kind of T-Hack won a little
with
bit.
So
with you saying there's barely any potato in the potato,
it's barely
any out of it.
It's just not as mushy. Because there's certain fries. Like you've ever been at a restaurant and they're like you're ordering and they have that like pastrami with an egg burger and they're all fancy with steak fries and they bring you like the fries are so big you bite into it and it's like it's just so much fry. The reason McDonald's is good is their fry has the perfect amount of crispy and
good
a little
ratio.
Bit of the and then In-N-Out goes, hold my beer. I'll make it like really thin. And it's like, no, what you've made now is cardboard.
Yeah.
In-N-Out
fries are
They're trash. In-N-Out Burger is one of the best burgers. Mm-hmm. But their fries are... What's weird is Freddy's has... Doesn't Freddy's have flat fries too? Shoestring?
They have the shoestring, yeah.
But they're better. In-N-Out needs to like... Employees over to Freddy's.
I just don't like anytime I have to like pick them up and I feel like I'm putting the tips of my fingers into my mouth when I eat them because they're just so like, they're so limp, you know, like a fry, you should be able to hold it and it stands up.
A shoestring stands up.
No, it's kind of just
Culver's crinkle fries. If you get a long Culver's crinkle fry, it is a man with significant ED.
No, I don't believe that. No, it's got a little curve to
it. All right, you, me, still stands up. Left hand, right hand. You say which one's the fry. Okay.
What a turn.
I'm wondering how many of these restaurants are currently pulling their funding.
They're talking about it. Oh, God. No.
They're doing the fry ED challenge at Freddy's today, Maud.
Okay, but hold on. Yes. Good Times fries. Haven't brought them up yet. Those are great.
Remember what those are. They're non-curly, but they taste curly.
Yeah, they taste like curly. They used to have the waffle fries, which were good, but I think everyone just liked the wild fries.
Okay, take it back. I will go on record of saying that Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. I'll eat a buttery pickle bun. You don't even have to put the chicken on it. I love it so much.
Okay.
Waffle fries are trash. I'd rather inhale a package of cardboard In-N-Out fries than a waffle fry. Waffle fries
You're
suck.
A hypocrite.
No, the sweet potato waffle fries at the bar near us are really good. Chick-fil-A doesn't cook them long enough.
No, they don't.
You can get them crispy. You can ask them.
No, but I don't want to be that guy.
Why?
Because then you're in
it's
the
their pleasure.
Well, then, and now we're stuck listening to you complain about it when you can just fix it.
I don't complain,
it.
I just don't get them. Like, or I get them, I'll get them and bring them home and put them in the oven for a little while longer.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just not...
Twice baked.
Kind of. You cannot say, okay, we're going to rank top fries, top to bottom, and we have to, like...
Okay.
First, shape. Which is the best shape? And if you say crinkle, you're wrong. You're close.
Yeah, I don't think it's crinkle.
Crinkle might be two,
just a regular...
Though.
Just
a regular
classic fry. Yeah, fry shape. What do you call that?
Skin on or no skin?
No skin.
Mm-hmm. Skin on.
Well, I don't know. Whatever is a McDonald's fry. I'm trying to describe that. Do they have skin on them?
Well, yeah, like, no, they do not.
Like every once in a while,
Five
one
Guys
does,
has but, skin on.
Oh, I see. Okay, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Skin being on. Like it didn't need mansplaining. He's like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah. Well,
skin.
Yeah. I'm a visual. When did you say Five Guys? Now I know. Yeah.
Super greasy.
Yeah. Okay. Just
so you're
in
just,
the bag.
McDonald's is going to win for you no matter what.
I think so.
Who's number two?
Wow. It's tough. Maybe Wendy's.
Wendy's was number one for years, and then they were like, "We're gonna make our fries fancier," and they suck.
They like tried doing a more natural approach or something.
Yeah, I know what it is.
But they brought it. They changed it during COVID.
It's back.
They updated it because they were supposed to stay hotter and crispier longer because everyone was getting it to go. So they changed the recipe somehow.
So it's good again.
They're pretty good. Yeah, but they have skin on them. Yeah, so
they do have a little skin on them. The thing about Wendy's, it's so hit and miss. I think they're trying to pretend they're healthy or whatever, which is fine. Love you for pretending. But then they just sometimes don't salt them.
Enough? You don't
think?
Yeah,
and like, and if they don't salt them enough and you've already driven away and you look down, there's not that little red packet.
Yeah.
If you don't have the salt to add, it's like...
Really? I've not had that
experience. I used to get Wendy's fry and get two extra salt packets, get everything out of the bag, and then just dump them in there and like...
Really?
Oh my God, it was heavenly. Wendy's fries with too much salt is like... I don't know what happened. Hypertension. Yeah, I had a little bit of a stroke one time.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.